Blog Talk Radio.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview brought to you today by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook at www.audiblepodcast.com/mrmedia. That's where you'll find more than 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player, including, I bet, some related to Merlin. So where was I before the commercial? Oh, right. Mr. Media is recorded live from the new media capital of the world and hometown of actors Patrick Wilson, Angela Bassett, and Monica Raymond, St. Petersburg, Florida.
Merlin.
Oi.
Good.
In peace?
Yes.
I know, it's all to Gaius. I need to talk to you.
You still haven't got it yet, have you? I decide when we need to talk.
Not today.
I sometimes wonder if you know who I am.
Oh, I know who you are.
Good.
You're a Pratt. And a royal one.
Are you ever going to change, Robin?
No, you get bored. I promise me this, if you get another servant, don't get a bootlicker.
This is you trying to leave your job.
No. I'm happy to be your servant. To the day I die.
Sometimes I think I know you, Merlin. Other times.
Well, I know you. You're a great warrior. One day, you'll be a great king.
It's very kind of you.
But you must learn to listen as well as you fight.
Merlin exists to protect Prince Arthur, the young Pendragon, until he becomes king and magic is returned to the realm. Life in the days before Camelot were complicated that way. Today, I'm going to be joined by Bradley James, the young man who plays Arthur, the future king of the realm, on the sci-fi series Merlin. The show, which aired last summer on NBC, is back with 13 new episodes beginning April 2nd at 10 p.m. on Sci-Fi. James is a relative newcomer to television, but his good looks and natural athleticism quickly made him a popular star of genre TV. Bradley, welcome to Mr. Media.
You.
Are you there?
I am. Is this Bob?
It is. Hi. Bradley?
The radio.
Yes.
It was very bizarre. It was very bizarre. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. Good to have you here.
Well, it's a pleasure to be back in Florida. Vocally, at least.
Last we saw Prince Arthur, Merlin was bidding him adieu on his way to his death, so the Sorcerer's Apprentice believed. What's happened from the end of season one to the start of season two?
That is a very good question, and I will search my brain to try and fill in the gaps. I suppose the sense of where we left series one is that all was well in the kingdom, and I think essentially the time space between the two series, there hasn't been much going on. Otherwise, we'd have probably made an episode about it. So there's been, sort of a case of Camelot kind of getting back to normal. But of course, the series starts with the arrival of Cedric, who is played by Mackenzie Crook, who you know, starts to mix things up again in Camelot.
Someone new to stir the pot.
Yes, exactly. As so often happens in Merlin, you know, there's a stranger will turn up, Arthur and Uther will go, oh, you're a stranger, we trust you instantly. Merlin will perhaps say, hang on a minute, I'm not sure if you should trust him, and we'll say, hang on, who are you? You've only been in our employ for a number of months. We don't quite trust you yet. However, this stranger who's just turned up and looks mysterious, we're going to trust them. So we, you know, there tends to be quite a lot of that in series one. Series two, perhaps there's a little bit more development, a little bit more trust in Merlin, who, you know, up until now has been ignored probably against wisdom a few too many times.
One of the things I thought was very interesting in season one is that we could actually see the development of, I thought, not just the characters of Merlin and Arthur, but it seems like the two of you, you and Colin Morgan, who plays Merlin, it seemed like we could see the two of you develop as young men as well. And by from episode one to episode 13, there was a dramatic difference in the two of you, both.
I'd say, I mean, myself and Colin both kind of came to the show as relative newcomers. We kind of graduated from drama school the summer before we started the show, and we were very fortunate to land the roles. And so it's always been quite a big learning experience for me personally, which I've, you know, sort of thoroughly enjoyed. And I think working together, myself and Colin obviously have a lot of scenes together. We built up kind of a good rapport on and off set, which sort of, you know, just, I suppose, enhanced the scenes as well. So that, yeah, it's by the time you get to sort of towards the end of the series, there's that, the characters being more comfortable with each other, and as the actors as well, because you sort of, you know, you build that rapport and you kind of have a knowledge of, you know, what the other person's about, and, you know, how to work with each other. So yeah, I've been very fortunate to have someone like Colin and to do, you know, as many scenes together as we do. We've had a good time. We had a lot of laughs.
Now, Anthony Head was on the show with me at the end of your first season, and he spoke very highly of you and Colin. And I wondered what kind of an influence that an older, very experienced, very well-traveled actor like himself would have had on the two of you in the first season, and how that might carry into the second season.
Well, Anthony and I obviously play father and son, and I'm not sure if he's 100% pleased by this, but it seems to be that dynamic a little bit offset as well, in the sense that I kind of tend to annoy him in a very you know, sort of son-like way, which he, you know, he sort of feigns annoyance at times, but you know, chuckles by the end of it. I think he appreciates it personally. But he's kind of a great role model, really, because he's a sort of very lovely, warm, and generous man. Who, you know, I find that he sort of always has time for you, and you know, if there's ever been a question that I've, you know, needed to ask him, I haven't sort of hesitated to pick up the phone. So it's been a privilege to have him around, because I also was quite a big fan of Buffy as well. So to see him on the first day of the read-through, the first series, I, you know, sort of went into a state of shock for a few minutes before, you know, finding out that he brings no intimidating atmosphere with him whatsoever, because he's, yeah, a very warm guy. So it's been terrific to have him around, and, you know, and learn from him as well, because he's, you know, a very talented actor.
Bradley, one more question before you have to go. Viewers have watched a TV show like Smallville for 9 seasons. It's going on 10. It'll be 10 seasons, waiting for Clark Kent to put on the Superman outfit and become Superman.
Wow.
How long can Merlin program hold off on Arthur knowing Merlin's secret?
It sounds like Clark Kent's been taking his time. I mean, that is,
yeah.
Wow. You know, I would say that with regards to Arthur and Merlin, I think it's a situation that I think Arthur has to discover for himself. And hopefully it won't take too long, because I don't think that people would accept the idea of kind of Arthur just consistently being stupid and not really picking up on obvious signs of things. Mm-hmm. And then to have him sort of become king, it's kind of a little bit, I don't know if disrespectful is kind of the right word, but just unbelievable that, you know, he would become this great king having not actually been able to do anything for himself. So I would hope that, you know, it wouldn't take too long for him to sort of start to get an idea and start to figure things out for himself, because he's, you know, he's not always going to have Merlin there with his magical powers to save him. So, you know, I'm keeping my fingers crossed on that one. It won't be as long as Clark Kent is taking to put on his red pants and blue trousers.
It has been a while. Well, folks, you can catch Bradley James every Friday night this spring in the second season of Merlin on Sci-Fi at 10 p.m. And catch up with the episodes you missed from season one at Hulu, HULU.com, or order season one DVD on MrMedia.com. Bradley, thank you so much for joining us on Mr. Media today.
Thanks very much, Bob. I appreciate it.
Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And folks, you can, for more interviews with your favorite stars of Merlin, you can surf over to our main website, www.mrmedia.com. That's where you can listen to my earlier conversations with Anthony Head and Katie McGrath of the show, and many other famous actors. And please take advantage of this great offer for Mr. Media Radio listeners. Go to www.audiblepodcast.com/mrmedia to get a free audiobook download of your choice when you sign up today. Again, that's www.audiblepodcast.com/mrmedia for your free audiobook. Subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. If you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@andelman.com. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, www.twitter.com/andelman or facebook.com/andelman. Thanks so much for joining us today. Always appreciate when you give up a piece of your day and spend it with Mr. Media. Thanks for listening, everybody.
The original wizard.
I believe that you and Arthur are destined for greatness.
In the original legend.
They're going to kill each other! A shriek!
Merlin, an original series, premieres Friday, April 2nd to 10, only on Sci-Fi.